The most important thing that Champ Bailey could possibly do this offseason was to be there for Javon Walker in the days, weeks, and months after Darren Williams was killed on New Year's Day.
You know, I hung out with him a lot right after, and I mean, he seemed to be coping with it okay. We talked about it a lot, but you know, at this point, he seems okay. He seems back to normal, but you never know when somebody's alone how they really react to it. I mean, even myself, you know, it's hard to deal with sometimes, but you know, my thing was just be there for him when he calls and he needs somebody. You never know, because he can be calling and say, hey, let's go down here, do this. But it could be about something else. You never know. I think the main thing was just be there for him and, you know, support him, because he actually helped me just as much as I helped him.
A friend in need is a friend indeed, and Bailey was precisely that for Walker.
I don't know. I don't have all the answers. That's why I say the best thing is just to be there. I don't know what to say all the time. I don't know how to say it. But I think just being around and just being around each other definitely helped both of us.
Nevertheless, Bailey's grieving for his fellow cornerback continues.
You know, it's been up and down. You know, you have moments when you really think about him a lot, and then you have moments, you know, when you don't, when you're really busy. But, you know, he's always, every day there's a thought that goes across my mind. Because, you know, you get in conversations with people that you used to hang around with him. Like, when we hang out together, there's other people I used to hang out with him. And then, you know, we reflect back on things we used to do, and he was a part of it. You know, he's a great, great part of my memory, and you know, he's definitely going to be with me, because he was a big part of my life the last 2 years.
But Bailey said that in the locker room, not too much has been said since the players returned this week for off-season workouts.
I don't know. We haven't really talked about it a lot. You know, I know this first time I said his name in the locker room, period, in this building, you know, since I've been back. But you know, it's a weird feeling when you walk back in there and he's not there, though. We're going to move on, but the thing is, we'll never forget what he meant to us. You know, we'll honor him the best way we can. You know, a lot of guys got, you know, his name up in his locker, in their lockers, and pictures. I know I got a picture in my locker I'm going to put up. So, we're going to honor him the best way we can individually and as a team.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Andrew Mason.